You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
Welcome to the My Senior Horse Podcast. This is for people who own, manage, and love senior horses, ponies, donkeys, and mules, come to share our passion and to learn more about caring for our senior equids. Our guest today is Dr. David Levine, talking about melanomas in our horses. I'm your host, Kim Brown, Editorial Director of My Senior Horse. We launched the Global My Senior Horse brand in partnership with Linda Mars and Mars Horse Care in mid-2024. We offer many ways to get information on older equids, including this bi-weekly podcast, articles on the MySeniorHorse.com website, videos, and much more. We are joined today by veterinarian David Levine. He is boarded in surgery and sports medicine and rehabilitation. He is an assistant professor of clinical large animal surgery at the University of Pennsylvania's New Bolton Center. Thank you for joining us today, Dr. Levine.
Thanks for having me, Kim. I'm always excited to chat and educate owners.
Well, we sure appreciate you being here, and this is an important topic. So let's just start with the basics. What is melanoma in horses?
So melanoma is a type of skin cancer, primarily seen in gray horses, but it is one of the top three skin cancers we see in all of equid.
And when you say the word cancer, that's kind of scary to us horse owners. So what should you do if you think your horse has a melanoma, and what do they look like? What should we look for?
So the good news about melanomas and most of the skin tumors in horses is, unlike melanomas in humans and even in cats and dogs, melanomas in horses rarely have distant site metastasis. And what I mean by that, it's kind of a unique feature in horses in general and their biology, where in most situations, tumors don't go to the brain or lungs like they do in people, and they're just more locally aggressive. So melanomas look like small, dark spots on gray horses, usually around the anus in the perineal region. You could see them sometimes on the lips and muzzle. They can get them around the eye, as well as in the throat latch region. And they say that 80% of gray horses get melanoma, but realistically, it's probably because they just didn't look hard enough in the other 20%.
And if you think you find a melanoma on your horse, whether it's a gray horse or a dark horse, what should you do? What should you tell your veterinarian?
So, I mean, your veterinarian during their regular physical exams and their annual physical exam should be looking on any gray horses for melanomas. In general, for most of the tumors that we see in horses, that would be like sarcoids and squamous cells, I would always recommend biopsying them. In gray horses, melanomas are so distinct that they don't usually require a biopsy. They could be almost distinguished just by how they look. And so, you know, depending on the age of the horse and what the melanomas are like, your veterinarian and you could talk about different ways that you could think about treating them.
And I just want to make sure that we get this correct. Are melanomas only found on gray horses?
They're not only found on gray horses. Gray horses aren't born gray, as most horse owners that have ever had a baby gray horse know, is that they're born, you know, bay or chestnut, and then they gray out. It turns out that the gene that gray horses are missing is actually a deletion of a gene, allows them to gray. And that same gene that causes grayness is what causes melanoma in other species. So what's interesting about that is that all gray horses have the melanoma gene, but the quicker a horse grays out, or the more thoroughly they gray out, they say it has more deletions, and therefore actually the faster they grow out usually means that the more melanomas they will grow. That being said, non-gray horses will grow melanomas as well, although we don't treat them like we do in gray horses, because since they aren't programmed with the gene, they are treated a little more aggressively and more like you would see in other species with melanomas.
Now, are the melanomas the large clusters that we see sometimes under a gray mare's tail or around her muzzle?
Exactly what you're thinking. So that is those clusters of melanomas, which, again, we wouldn't see in other species because melanomas are highly metastatic and scary in other species. And they're usually very small, couple millimeter lesions. In horses, they actually start out really small like that in young horses, and they're called melanocytic nevi, just like they would be in you and me, little black spots that you would never see. But as horses age, they get more aggressive and grow a little faster. And that's where you see like that cluster of grapes around the anus, sometimes near the opening of the sheath, or again, the commissure of the lips is common.
And why do we see melanomas on our older horses? Is it just because they've had time to gray out or to be exposed to sun, or what is it?
And unlike people, usually we don't associate melanomas in horses with sun exposure. We do see that with squamous cell carcinoma in horses, especially in their lighter pink spots. But the older horses just had time to convert those small melanocytic nevi, which you probably never noticed, when they start becoming more melanomas. And then in the older horses, what they call melanomatosis, where they have those big clusters and they grow more rapidly. So it's actually the transformation of the tumors, which are small pinpoint lesions in young horses and then become clusters and then grow kind of exponentially as they're older. So the senior horses, what you're usually noticing is that more rapid expansion and growth. And that's when people tend to notice them.
And they can have more than one of these. So if you say, my gray mare just has one small one around her tail, probably should look around.
They probably have more, especially in the guttural pouch and throat latch region, which you wouldn't be able to feel. You know, gray horses, when they have one small one in a younger horse, will often remove them, but they have more that grow back because, again, they're genetically programmed to grow those tumors.
Right.
Mars Equestrian, a sponsorship division of Mars Incorporated, is dedicated to highlighting the Mars brands, such as Buckeye Nutrition, Spillers, Antec Diagnostics, Sound Imaging, Royal Canin, Pedigree, Nutro, and many more in the equestrian world. Whether it's through nutrition, veterinary care, or education, our purpose is to create a better world for horses, pets, and the people who love them.
I'm a little older than maybe some of our listeners, but I remember when owners would say, oh no, you don't take them off because it makes more grow on the horse.
It's been a super popular myth for all tumors is that if you take them off, it'll anger them and make them grow more rapidly. While some masses, if you cause enough inflammation and irritation, will take advantage of that and grow, usually taking off one small one, although not curative for melanoma because they will grow more, you know, the ones that we usually will try to remove are the ones that are in places where they could cause trouble, right at the sphincter of the anus when they're small, just to avoid them causing a problem as the horses get older.
So you're a surgeon. How are melanomas treated, and can melanoma be cured in horses?
No cure for melanoma in horses. We will treat them in various ways. And what I usually tell people is when there's a lot of different ways to treat one problem, it means that none of them are great. You know, things that have been tried over the years is literally surgically removing all of them as they come up, which can be very challenging, especially in the rapid growth phase. Cryotherapy with liquid nitrogen to freeze off the small ones, laser therapy for the small ones. But, you know, besides all of those things to treat the actual lesions, there is a new vaccine out, which is an FDA-approved canine vaccine for melanoma called Oncept. And that has been somewhat revolutionary for us, as it's been shown in a couple of research papers and confirmed in others, that it does stop the melanomas from growing in a large percentage of horses. And while it doesn't shrink them, if you start early on small melanomas, it will keep them from becoming a problem. So I do recommend vaccinating gray horses as they start to get into that middle age and you start to see the melanomas, is vaccinating them at that point in time. The only downside of the vaccine is that it's costly and it's not available everywhere. So mostly available at the larger institutions where they have an oncologist on site. I also give a public service announcement to owners all the time. There are a bunch of imitation vaccines out there, which are also quite expensive, but don't have the proven effectiveness. So I would stick with Oncept, which is the approved vaccine, which has shown to be effective in horses.
Okay. And, you know, because we deal here with all of the equids, can melanomas occur in donkeys and mules?
They can, and I love all the equids. It is very rare in donkeys and mules. Even though you think of them as gray, they're not gray as we think of in horses. They don't have that gene deletion. So donkeys and mules have been reported to get melanomas, but it's similar like to your bay horse getting a melanoma where we would treat it more aggressively. For donkeys, you know, sarcoid is number one. They love to grow sarcoids.
Oh, goodness. And so tell us again, as horse owners, how do we tell the difference in a sarcoid and a melanoma? Or should we just see something and go, I need to call my vet?
That's the best way. I tell people all the time, like, what would it look like? I'm like, your vet will know. And if they don't, they email me pictures. But, you know, when there's ever a doubt, a small biopsy doesn't anger or make them grow bigger. And it's always good to have a definitive diagnosis. In your gray horse with a small dark black nodule near the rectum, you could be pretty sure it's a melanoma. Sarcoids can look like all sorts of things. And although lots of things look like sarcoid, you'd be surprised when you biopsy them. You could find some other varying tumors that we treat differently. So it's always important on the non-melanomas to get a biopsy to confirm what we're dealing with, because it gives us the best treatment options.
Well, that's a great tip. Do you have any other suggestions for horse owners or advice on melanomas when we're dealing with them in the field?
No, a wise old vet told me many years ago when dealing with melanomas that friends don't let friends get gray horses. But but saying that, I do love gray horses. What I would say is, if you have a gray horse or any horse, when you're grooming them and you're doing your normal routine, you are that first line of defense, right? As if you feel something that you didn't feel before, keep an eye on it, mention it to your vet at the visits. For gray horses, I would be, you know, putting my hands all over them at all times, just feeling them, and then keeping a diary. Like, okay, there were five under the tail. They were all small. They've been small for the last 10 years. They just started growing. Maybe we should talk to my vet about the onset vaccine. If you have one in an area where you think it could become a problem as the horses get older, and it's a small one, talk to your vet about having it removed so that it can't cause a problem. I mean, melanoma in gray horses, even when not treated and they get big and gross, are not often the cause of death of horses. They're a cause of discomfort. Where they get into a problem is when they have trouble defecating, or in the throat latch region when they have trouble eating or drinking. So starting early and preventing them getting to that stage, especially now that we have the onset vaccine, is really a way that we could try to keep them at bay and hope that they never cause a problem in our senior horses. They have enough problems.
Well, as far as the onset vaccine, when you're talking about, you talk about using that, is that just like getting a rabies vaccine or whatever? It's just a vaccination they have once a year with boosters? And
they have a series of four, and then we booster it once a year. The series of four is the annoying part because, you know, for my clients here, they have to drive back and forth here four times every other week. But that's the current protocol on that vaccine. And again, you know, the results showing that it keeps it from growing. If you start early before, you know, as the horses usually, and, you know, people will start to notice them in the 6 to 9 year old range. In the 10 to 12 year old range, they'll start to grow a little bit larger. But in that 14 to 16 years and above is when you'll kind of get that more rapid growth phase. And so, hey, if you have the financial wherewithal and want to vaccinate your yearling gray horse, great. But oftentimes I see and start recommending it as you start to see that growth in those older horses is when I'll recommend vaccinating them to keep that at bay. Because if you can keep those melanomas from interfering with normal activities, then usually we could just ignore them in general.
And I'm going to ask you, for us horse owners, let's start at the horse's nose and just say, here's the places you really should look. So around the lips.
Around the lips of the commissure of the mouth. You should always have your yearly annual physical exam, because the horses can get melanomas in their eye. And so often your vet will do, you know, an ophthalmologic exam. But around the eye, they can get them anywhere in the throat latch region, especially. So like where the throat latch would go for your bridle, it would palpate in that area. It feels like lumps in there. And then those can sometimes travel down the jugular furrow. So like kind of that crease in the neck all the way down towards the chest. Some horses will get melanomas. Gray horses will get them in the neck musculature. So just when you're palpating the neck, you'll just feel a lump. It feels like, you know, it would start out as like, oh, like a reaction to a bee sting. Like, oh, it feels like a little warmer lump, but that can grow. We don't see it often on the legs, not that common, although it seems that the bay horses like to get it on their lower limbs historically. I don't know why. And then the common places are around the sheath and anywhere under the tail, through the base of the tail. So usually when you're grooming your horse, palpating that area, under the tail, near the anus, anywhere in that area.
Well, Dr. Levine, you've given us some great tips, and I think all of us are probably going to run out and check our gray horses now. So thank you very much for joining us today. We really appreciate it.
Hey, it's my pleasure. Anytime.
And we encourage our listeners to sign up for our weekly newsletter so you are the first one to get information from My Senior Horse. And if you have any comments or suggestions about senior horses, ponies, donkeys, or mules that you would like to have discussed on this podcast or delved into for the content of My Senior Horse, send an email to me at kbrown, that's the letter K, Brown, at equinenetwork.com. Thanks for joining us today. Take care of yourselves and your senior equids.